You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Welcome back. Time for the hits. Jay Binkley, Rob Britton. By the way, I'm laughing, Rob, before we do the hits. The text line's like, so what are you saying? Flacco is better than Dan Marino? I was just... flippantly said, but just kind of kidding. I said Marino's postseason record's 8-10. Joe Flacco, by the way, is 10-6 with the ring. So I'm just saying, no, I don't think Marino is worse than Flacco. But the thing is, Flacco is 10-6 in the postseason and a ring. Marino's 8-10 without one. But I digress. Let's play the hits.
Your workday is over.
Oh yeah.
You're headed home, and now you're stuck in traffic. Time to get caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City and around the country with CDOT and Rob. It's time for the hits. Number one.
Well, being as always, the hits are brought to you at Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. Well, the top story of the day in Kansas City, Bink, is the Kansas City Royals. It's over the weekend. They won a series. And also, the All-Stars were announced. The Royals are going to carry... two All-Stars, Bobby Witt Jr. made it yet again, and first-timer Chris Bubich is headed to the All-Star game this season for the Kansas City Royals. But Bink, it was based on the new MLB-selected, commissioner-selected,
yeah,
you know, asterisks to get themselves in. It wasn't the player vote, and it wasn't the fan vote. Do you think Bobby Witt is disrespected because he had to wait till the third wave to be considered All-Star with his talent and success on the field?
I think Bobby Witt Jr. is disrespected. If a guy that was once the number one prospect in Major League Baseball, a guy that finished number two last year, only behind Aaron Judge's crazy year that he had playing in a bandbox stadium, finished number one. Bobby Witt finished behind him. Bobby Witt Jr. leads Major League Baseball in doubles, not by one, not by two, but by five doubles. The fact that his WAR and every other analytical stat you could say, he's fast, fourth in Major League Baseball in stolen bases, but nobody gives him credit. He just doesn't get those, you know, national ads, you know, Gatorade, Oakley, stuff like that. It's not knocking down his door, which I think is a shame because all teams in Major League Baseball would want Bobby Witt Jr. This guy is starting for Team USA that's actually going to be loaded with talent. This will be his second trip next year in the World Baseball Classic as a starter this time. I think he is disrespected. The fact that the fans voted a rookie to start because he's got a, what, better batting average than across the board. Bobby Witt Jr. is actually better. A team that plays in Sacramento, and that guy, a rookie, gets voted ahead of Bobby Witt Jr. And then the players vote Jeremy Peña as the guy that the players and manager vote went for, and it took the commissioner, which I'm glad they do this. I'm glad they divide this thing in threes and let commissioners be smart about this and said, we want Bobby Witt Jr. But yes, I do think he is disrespected for how damn good of a player he is. And when you think about it, and when it's all said and done, when you're saying who are the top Royals ever, you're going to say George Brett, probably Bobby Witt Jr., probably Salvador Perez. That's your best players ever. So yes, I think it's a complete disrespect shown to Bobby Witt Jr.
Number two.
Speaking of the All-Star Game, Bink, one of the other top stories of the All-Star Game in the Kansas City Royals is not just who got in, but who didn't. You talk about lack of respect. Well, Mikel Garcia, not an All-Star, despite leading third baseman in average and second in OPS. He will be at home watching Alex Bregman take part in the All-Star Game in Atlanta. Bink, this is an absolute snub. We talked about it earlier, but my question to you is not, is he snubbed? Because that's an obvious yes. Why are fans not more frustrated at the fact that their starting third baseman should have been in the All-Star Game, but a hurt Bregman and other players made it in over him? Why is there not more in the streets?
I don't know. I think fans need to take a reality check. I mean, we're talking the same fans that had Omar Infante leading voting because they love to vote. And we're thinking that the commissioner had to put Bobby Witt Jr. in because the fans didn't get it. To me, that's a bigger snub than Mikel Garcia. I get it. That's a snub. Any way you look at it, Mikel Garcia does deserve to be an All-Star, and I think he gets there, to be honest with you, because I know Bregman's probably going to come back this week, but I doubt he plays, so it will be and should be Mikel. But the fact is, didn't make the fan vote, didn't make the player and manager vote. Not a lot of respect shown towards him either. I think it's disrespectful. He should be in there. But I'm not totally going to complain about it because at least Chris Bubich did get to go. Finally, a pitcher did go with his elite pitching staff make it. So, and the fact that the Royals are, sitting 14 games back from Detroit, I can't argue it too much. But yes, in the grand scheme of things, it's a snub, but I'm not going to cry about it.
Number three.
Well, Bink, earlier today on her podcast, Up and Adams on the FanDuel Sports Network, Patrick Mahomes, Chiefs quarterback, joined the show, and he was talking about all things Chiefs and courted and was asked about his current wide receiver room, as last year it was spotty due to injury at best. Here's what the Chiefs quarterback had to say about his wide receivers in 2025.
You won 15 games with a banged-up team, not your number one wide receiver, full compliment. In that receiver room, what are you most excited about outside of hopefully health?
I think it's just going to be – it's going to come from everywhere. I mean, obviously, you got Rasheed being back. He looks great. You have Xavier Worthy, who came on so strong at the end of last year. You have Hollywood Brown healthy again. Guys everywhere. You add in Travis Kelce, a Hall of Famer, and Noah Gray, a great tight end, and everybody that we've added to all those different rooms. Well, we have so many weapons. Let's go out there and just maximize it all. It's not going to be just one person. It's going to be the entire offense going out there and showcasing what the Kansas City Chiefs truly are.
There's a lot of, they did this, free agency, draft, the other teams in the AFC, and I'm like, okay, but the Chiefs are like, I honestly think it might be your deepest receiver room. Would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I think that is going to be the deepest. I mean, it's hard to always say, like, you had Tyreek and Travis Kelce, Hall of Famers in the prime of their careers, and that it's hard to always say that it could be deeper than that, but at the same time, it's not the depth. I mean, it's going to be hard to make cuts because we have so many great receivers that we could be 8-9 deep, the guys I can see making the roster, and that's what you want. You want competition. We have that. Brett Veach, Coach Reed have done a great job of bringing guys in, and they've been competing, and we're excited to get to St. Joe, Missouri, and go out there and compete and showcase who we are.
Now, Bink, we don't have to get into a whole thing about if this is the deepest receiver room he's had. Yeah. I don't think it is, but I will ask you the question. Kay Adams asked him, are you excited about this, I don't know what to call it, revamped or even retooled, but healthy wide receiver room for the Kansas City Chiefs in 2025?
Yeah, I think the health part of it is the number one thing to be excited about. Because I'll say this too, depth doesn't mean you're good. I mean, being deep doesn't mean, let's say having like two or three quarterbacks, unless you don't have just one, how good are you? So depth, and again, there's going to be some scrambling there for the sixth and seventh spots. I think they'll keep seven receivers on it. But yeah, on paper, it looks great. Last year, it looked great on paper with Worthy, and then you had the rookie Rice, and he was going to be, or Xavier Worthy was going to be implemented slowly in the system, but then Hollywood Brown gets hurt in Jacksonville and play one of the preseason, then Rasheed Rice gets hurt against the Chargers in game four. But the fact is, And the number one thing is pretty much what Andy Reid said about it last week at minicamp, or 2 weeks ago at minicamp, when he said it's different because the guys know what they're doing. Like last year, you're trying to implement, yeah, Jalen Royals is new to the system and all this. I get that. But your core guys, your Worthy, your Rice, your Hollywood Brown, these guys know what to expect. Snap counts, the trick formations, the different, all of the different formations Andy Reid does. He's even said it. He goes, he can put things in earlier now. He doesn't have to wait. Like last year, he had to wait to put a lot of these things in, but he can go right there on day one of training camp up in St. Joe, implement whatever the hell he wants to do. And that's a reason to be excited about this group. Again, it's paper thin, but on paper, they look good. You just can't have injuries.
Number four.
All right, Bink, our fourth and final hit is, speaking of the Kansas City Chiefs, it's July, which means one thing, list season.
That's right, let's go, list.
ESPN put out a list today, all 32 teams, and who a surprise player for each team could be. We're not going to go through all 32. That's a waste of everyone's time and effort. But I will point out the Kansas City Chiefs on the list were shown to have Rashard Smith, the seventh-round pick running back out of SMU. Bink, do you believe that'll be the surprise in this Chiefs roster, the seventh-round running back?
Well, no, but I do like the potential. You're talking about a 4.39 guy that was a wide receiver at Miami before being a running back for 1 year at SMU. I like that low tread on the tires that he possesses, and it's just a tool for Andy Reid and Matt Nagy to create these, you know, creative plays to use him out on the wheel route, in the slot, on the outside. I mean, this is a running back. You can legitimately put a wide receiver, and he knows what the hell he's doing, which is different. But I think the real surprise comes from within. I think it's George Karloftis, you know, getting to that 12 sack, the career high in sacks, those type of things. I see him taking that next step forward. I think George is going to be that guy. If I said, what Chief do I think is going to surprise at the end of the year, and you're like, damn, man, that's really good stuff. I mean, I know that people talk about Noah Gray. You remember Noah Gray when we used to talk about him having 12 catches or more? Rob, remember those shows? Me, you, and Carrington were debating whether Noah's going to have 12 or 14 catches a couple years ago, like his second year. But George Karloftis would be my surprise guy taking that step forward for the Chiefs last year, 18th in sacks, number two the previous year and the year before that, number two. So I think this year they get back to getting to the quarterback, and I think that's Karloftis. But for a seventh-round running back, if he is indeed the surprise, and you're thinking all these great running backs draft, and all of a sudden you're sitting there on draft night going, where are the Chiefs doing? Why aren't they drafting a running back like me? And you're sitting there in the seventh round, they make this trade for the Patriots and move up and grab somebody. Yeah, it's great. You like the skill sets, but don't forget 31 other NFL teams also spent seven rounds skipping over him. Didn't see that value, but all the reports from camp and everything he did, that is a skill set that I think the Chiefs could utilize. But again, it's going to be a pretty crowded backfield at this point with bringing in Mitchell, bringing back Kareem Hunt, and of course, Isaiah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Checo coming back this year. So I think it's a little bit more crowded, but the wide receivers, the running backs, I'm excited to see these guys. Like, that's one thing in St. Joe. Like, I am interested to see how they're going to kind of utilize the running back situation, because I don't think all these guys make the team. I mean, the math doesn't work out that they're all going to make the team. What are they going to do with Carson? Keep him a fullback? They can even keep a fullback or just use a take a Jake Benningstool and make him an H-back, tight end / H-back, and he makes the team. I mean, there's so many creative things the Chiefs can do with this roster. But, yeah, Breshard, hey, being a seventh-round pick, he's got a little bit to prove. A lot of teams passed on him. He should have that chip on his shoulder because a lot of teams looked at him and said, we like your skill set, but your time at running back, we question that or breaking away from tackles. We know you got the speed. We know you can catch, but can we turn around and hand the football off to you on second and four to pick up a first down? The Chiefs do have that skill set with other players, but I think a lot of teams are worried about that. So if Breshard is the guy and he's the biggest surprise for the Kansas City Chiefs this year, that bodes well for everybody involved. 100% bodes well for whatever the Chiefs want to do. The text line is asking me earlier, too. I wanted to address this. It's 913-586-7965, the Jay Southland and Tow Service text line. They don't see, they said, I don't see Mahomes throwing for 5,000 yards or 50 touchdowns with Matt Nagy. Here's the thing about it. That doesn't matter, man. Like, getting wrapped up in these stats and numbers and 5,000 yards, that doesn't matter. And why doesn't it matter? What happened the year that Mahomes had 5,000 yards passing and 50 touchdowns? Do we remember what happened that year? Do you remember them losing twice when they scored over 50 points? Do you remember the 54-50 Rams game that year that Mahomes had 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns? Do you remember every time that he left the field, another team was scoring on the Chiefs' defense? It was Texas Tech 2.0 for Patrick Mahomes. When he was at Tech, 128th scoring defense. There's 136 teams this year in D1 football. There was only 128 when Patrick Mahomes last year at Tech. They were dead freaking last, meaning every time he was on the sideline, the other team scored. It's one of the reasons I like Mahomes, because he had this mindset. He's got to come in and score a touchdown like every single time because the defense was that bad. So, yes, will the numbers come down? Yeah, I hope they do. I don't want a quarterback to throw for 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns. Sure, it's nice, man. It's nice to say, hey, look what my quarterback did. He's racking up MVP numbers and all this. Well, that just means you had a crappy defense. If you're putting up those kind of numbers and touchdowns and yards, chances are you have to. And you don't want that, man. You don't want your quarterback. I'm good with the quarterback throwing 25 to 30 touchdowns, 4,000 yards, 4,200 yards, if they're winning, because that means the defense is doing their job. That means your running game is doing its job. That means the running game is that extension of the passing game. That's the stuff that matters. The Super Bowl titles and those things work. So, yes, the text line is now asking me the 5,000 yards isn't good because the defense was bad. No, I'm not saying that, text line. Clean out your ears. I mean, actually, they sell these things called Q-tips at Hy-Vee. They're really good. You just go in there and you get them and you rinse around your ears so that you don't have to put a wick in there to light them as a candle. But listen to what I'm saying. 5,000 yards is awesome. But if you're throwing for 5,000 yards, chances are you have a bad defense. That looks great. That's great fantasy football numbers. That looks awesome when your quarterback throws for 5,000 yards. But do you really want that? I mean, honestly, do you want that? Because that means you have a bad defense. Because any time throughout NFL history, when a quarterback puts up big-time numbers like that, the defense sucked. And I don't think you want your defense to suck. Am I wrong on this, Rob? Because if you put up big numbers, your defense sucks.
I kind of agree with the text line, though. Because in 2022, the Chiefs' defense was good. It was the first year McDuffie, Karlaftis, all those guys, and Mahomes threw for 5,041 touchdowns. Like, the two
but
are
it wasn't 50, though.
I mean, 50 is obviously a huge, huge number, but I'm talking about the yards. You can get to 5,000 yards without having to chase the score every single day.
Here's the one thing about it, though. The 5,050, that's great. But again, how much are you relying on Mahomes to do it? Like, again, I'm okay with 4,200 yards or 4,400 yards. If you're winning the whole damn thing, it doesn't matter, man. In the grand scheme of things, quarterbacks can be judged on how many times they win rings. That's all I care about. When your defense is bad and you constantly have to, that's kind of my point, though. If you're putting up big numbers and you're putting up these crazy stats, look at what he did in his MVP year. Look at what Mahomes did, and then look what everybody did that played against the Chiefs. Look at how bad that defense was. Look at the fact that giving up 50 points and losing a game. That's what I'm talking about. Big numbers that didn't come with any results. Rob Brenton, thank you, man. We had a lot of fun today, I think. A lot of fun. Josh Vernier comes your direction at 5:30. I'm sure there's a lot more talk about what do we do? Sell or buy? J.J. Piccola was asked that question the day, the GM of the Royals, and he's like, hey, we got to figure it out. We don't know. Are we going to be sellers or winners? We just want to win games. So that's kind of the mantra of the Kansas City Royals. So anyway, Josh Vernier comes your direction next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ooh, tiny. Inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.